In New Jersey, the two leading candidates for governor took the stage in downtown Newark for the first of two general election debates. Democratic candidate Phil Murphy went head-to-head with Republican Kim Guadagno. That's the state's lieutenant governor in the hour-long debate. And here to give us a recap is WNYC's Nancy Solomon. Nancy, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So this was the first time they met. How'd it go?
As expected, Phil Murphy took every chance he got to tie Kim Guadagno to Chris Christie.
Mm-hmm.
And Guadagno distanced herself from Christie as much as she could. It's not easy given that she's been his lieutenant governor for the past 8 years. We'll have to wait for the next poll to know if this gave either one of them a boost. Polls have tightened recently, and it's notable that this was Christie's first ever one-on-one debate. And he seemed pretty comfortable with the format, and he didn't make any game-changing gaffes.
Murphy's first
right.
debate.
Yes.
Between Murphy hammering Guadagno over Christie and Guadagno trying to distance herself, who emerged, you think, victorious from this particular battle?
Well, Guadagno got a bunch of cheers when she said that Murphy couldn't accept that Christie isn't the one on the ballot she is. And I was surprised that she criticized Christie early on in the debate. But ultimately, everything she said she would do for New Jersey left her wide open for a Murphy to come back with a challenge.
Educators should be up on a pedestal and they've been vilified for almost 8 years. So this newfound compassion, I'd ask the Lieutenant Governor, where have you been? You've been alongside Governor Christie every step of the way for 2,821 days.
So the answer to that question is that Kim Guadagno had no power and spent most of her time at ribbon-cutting ceremonies, but she can't really say that.
Now, Nancy, you watched the debate in West Orange, New Jersey, and we did a story about this. You have a group of people you've been checking in with, your voting block neighbors. What did they have to say about the debate?
Right. So, you know, these are folks that I've been following through the whole election, and we've been talking politics. And, you know, and unfortunately, the Republicans on the block, none of them were able to be there last night. So I had a pretty partisan Democratic crowd with a few independents. No one changed their mind about who they're voting for. They're all supporting Murphy. But there was frustration over the lack of specifics. Guadagno has yet to explain how she'll afford cutting property taxes. And even though Murphy has been specific during the campaign about how he'll raise an extra $1.6 billion in revenue, he didn't mention any of that during the debate in terms of the specifics. So that seems to have been a strategic decision on his part.
Well, speaking of strategy, Guadagno made a strategic decision of her own, and our producer, Joseph Capriglione, put together this montage.
Property taxes, 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 property taxes.
Okay, so this is familiar in New Jersey. Everybody in New Jersey complains about what they pay in property taxes. But is Guadagno promising anything that different from Murphy or her predecessors?
Of course not. You know, that's why people get very frustrated with the lack of specifics. You know, my voting bloc folks had a spirited argument afterwards about whether property taxes could be cut without sacrificing school quality. And whether towns should merge and create larger school districts, which is something actually that Kim Guadagno said she'd do. You know, that's something that is hard for anyone to believe is going to happen. It's been promised. I mean, both cutting property taxes has been promised and merging small school districts to save money has been promised. And none of that has happened going back predating Christie.
So were there any surprises? Was it as raucous as the New York City mayoral debate last night?
Well, it might not have
been. Entertaining? Was it entertaining
at all? It was entertaining, and it might not have been as raucous, but there were certainly some really interesting and fun and surprising moments. And, you know, I as I'd said, I didn't expect Guadagno to mention Christie, and, you know, she came right out of the blocks and criticized him, which is a pretty bold move for mm-hmm. when he's her boss.
Yeah.
You know, I was also surprised that Murphy didn't mention that he wants to raise the income tax on millionaires. It's a popular proposal among Democrats, but, you know, maybe not among independents. I mean, he has not made that traditional pivot back to the center after the primary. So this might have been his one little move where he didn't mention that during the the debate. He also didn't mention, when he was talking about transportation, that Christie canceled the ARC tunnel project. That has to be the single worst decision Christie made. And we have we would have a brand new tunnel coming online next year if that project hadn't been pulled. And the Gateway project, the new tunnel, hasn't even been funded yet. Now, the most awkward moment, mm-hmm. you would have loved this, Richard.
Okay.
The most awkward moment was when Guadagno was having trouble hearing a question from a Rutgers student. She couldn't hear the mic. And it was a male. And she invited him up onto the stage and suggested that he speak into her lavalier, which was right on her chest.
Oh, wow.
He bent over. And it was very, very awkward. And then she said, "Better watch out. My husband's sitting in the front row."
Okay. WNYC's Nancy Solomon. Nancy, thank you so much.
Thanks, Richard.